Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Conversations with the Citizen. I'm your host, Catherine, and I am here today with David Muhammad, who is the founder and director of the Kufi Club of Chicago. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Yeah. So why don't you just go ahead and start? Let's just start with the basics and just tell me what the Kufi Club of Chicago is. What is this organization doing? What are the goals? What is the mission? What do we need to know to understand the value of what you have going on at the Kufi Club?
Absolutely. So just to kind of give you a background on the Kufi Club. So I started it because, for one, you know, I was looking for a way to engage young people and, you know, community development, and also to engage, you know, Black youth in their, you know, cultural, you know, heritage and you know, learning about themselves. And so one day I just happened to be at a friend's house one day, and, you know, I myself wear the Kufi hat a lot, which is the hat that I'm wearing right now. And one day it was like an 8-year-old boy. He asked me, he said, "Man, what's that you wearing on your head?" And I explained to him what it was, and then he was like, "How can I get one?" And then it was like at that point, a light just kind of went off in me, and I was like, I said, "Well, son, you got to join the club, because, see, when you wear this kufi, which is an African word that means crown, you have to carry yourself with self-pride, dignity, and self-respect. So in the Kufi Club, the young people earn the right and the privilege to wear the kufi crown, and as they move up in the ranks of the club, they get different color kufi hats and badges to represent their ranks in the club. And, you know, they earn the Kufi hats by, you know, going through the different, you know, training programs that we have for them. We provide martial arts training because we believe that strong people build strong communities. And then it also teaches them discipline. We also have, you know, teach them sewing. We also have a civic engagement program. And also we're working on developing our science and arts program as well. And so I initially started the Kufi Club at Carver Elementary because I'm also a certified school teacher, and I've been working for Chicago Public Schools for the past 5 years, although I, you know, resigned this year, and I'll be teaching in the Bellwood School District next school year. But nevertheless, I started it initially at Carver in 2017. And so it was for various reasons I wasn't able to do the program there anymore. So at that point I decided to, you know, locate my own my own facility. And, you know, going to a Carver out in the Ardell Gardens, I would, you know, constantly ride down Michigan Avenue in Roseland. And, you know, I would see all the vacant properties and the vacant storefronts. And so one day I just happened to go into one of those storefronts and meet with the owner of the building. And I explained to him that I wanted to start a youth program here for, you know, after school program for at-risk youth here in Roseland. And, you know, I explained to him some other things. And, you know, he liked the idea, and he was willing to rent the facility to me for a very reasonable rate. So it was that year in which I received my first safe and peaceful community grant. And with that grant, you know, I was able to acquire the facility, fix it up, and begin my program there.
You know, you mentioned that the young people that participate go through, like, different levels of training.
Yes.
You know, what exactly are you teaching them? Is it, like, you know, African history, social-emotional learning, workforce training? Like, what are they actually learning, you know, through being members of the Kufi Club?
Yes. So, essentially, the flagship program of the Kufi Club is the African-centered rites of passage. And so when you look at traditional African societies, for example, before you were allowed to marry and have children and things of that nature, you had to go through the rites of passage. You had to, you know, learn the various principles and, you know, expectations in terms of what it was to be a man or a woman, you know, in that society in order to advance the interests of that particular culture and society. And so, you know, we've kind of taken that model, that same model, and implemented it in a modern day context in the Kufi Club. Because, see, the fact of the matter is that, you know, me working in Chicago Public Schools, one of the things that I realized is that, come to find out, was that, you know, a lot of our young boys and young girls, for that matter, as well, really have very misconstrued idea of what it is to be a man or what it is to be a woman. So, you know, my time working with, you know, young people in the schools, for example, a lot of young boys, they associate manhood with their capacity to commit, you know, acts of violence, you know, being able to, you know, get girls and, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, in the Kufi Club, you know, we provide them, you know, with a proper example of what it is, you know, to be a man in a society and, you know, what it, you know, and the responsibilities that come along with manhood as well as womanhood. And so with that being said, you know, it's a longitudinal, you know, some African rites of passage programs, they might go for a few months and things of that nature, but it's longitudinal with the Kufi Club. So we were taking a man, you know, as young as 5 years old. And, you know, the idea is, you know, we raise those children up to be respectable men and women in the community. So, you know, with that being said, you know, they do learn African history because it's very important, you know, that they learn about their culture and their heritage, especially, you know, me being in the school system, they're not really taught that. You know, everything is just about what's going to be on the test. And, you know, they're not testing them on African history, okay? And so, but that's important for our children, you know, to have that knowledge. So we're providing them that, you know, that cultural, you know, information and knowledge. And then again, also, we're providing them with life skills. So we teach, you know, the girls, we call them the Kufiettes. We teach them sewing. We teach them lady etiquette, cooking, you know, also about, you know, child rearing and things of that nature. And, you know, same thing with the boys. You know, we're teaching them, in addition to, you know, the martial arts, we also teach them close order drill. You know, because it's important for them to know how to, you know, be able to follow commands in order to, you know, be able to give commands. And then plus, when we go out into the community, we have to move in unison and on one accord. So that's a, you know, a big component of what we teach them as well. So, yeah, besides that, you know, we have the African history. And then also we're developing a science program because I am a, you know, middle school science teacher myself. And it's important that we work towards, you know, developing, you know, more scientists, you know, out of the black community. Because that's one of the things. A lot of our young boys, you know, they only aspire to be rappers or ball players and athletes. You know, when I asked, you know, in my science class, you know, one of the first things I asked them on the first day of school, I asked them, I said, how many, you know, black professional athletes can you name me? And I, you know, start listing off names. And I said, okay, how many professional black actors, actress can you name me? You know, they list off all these names. Okay, how many black mathematicians and scientists famous can you name me? And it goes dark. It's silence. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because they're not given that exposure. So, you know, that's what we're doing at the Kufi Club. And then also we have a, you know, arts program that we're working on where we're teaching them, you know, visual and as well as communicative arts. So hopefully, and we can partner, you know, with the citizen, you know, to, you know, give our young people, you know, that exposure, you know, to journalism and communicative arts and things of that nature, because we do want to get, you know, the Kufi Club newsletter going and things of that nature. So, yeah, we have, you know, a lot going on, and, you know, we just really need, you know, help and people, you know, to assist us with what we're doing.
So I know you mentioned, you know, you told us a story about a young person asking you about your Kufi and that kind of inspiring you. But even more than that, I'm just interested in hearing from you, like, what made you, you know, decide to just take the initiative and be a leader in this way in your community? Like, you know, cause a lot of people just kind of sit silent and see problems and they just, you know, wait for somebody else to solve them. Like, what do you think it is about you that made you, you know, want to step up?
Yes. So kind of, you know, reflecting on my own history, you know, when I was, you know, a teenager myself, about, you know, 15, 14, right around that time, you know, my parents had recently, you know, got divorced, and, you know, I was kind of going through a lot. And at that point, you know, I myself kind of, you know, started, you know, involving myself, associating with the wrong people and the wrong crowd. And, you know, I myself, you know, came very close to joining the gang myself. And what happened, what stopped me from, what prevented me from actually, you know, moving forward with it, was that I went to a bookstore one day. It was an African bookstore at the North Riverside Mall, and it was no longer there. But the owner one day, you know, me and my brother walked in there, and I guess he just saw something in us. He said, "Hey, man, I got something for y'all, man," and he gave me a book. And that book was, you know, dealing with, you know, a lot of the, you know, the issues that, you know, we face as young black men in America. And it opened up my eyes a lot. And at that point, you know, I really began, you know, that's when I began my journey and path of self-knowledge and self-awareness. And it really changed me a lot for the better. And so with that being said, I know with the type of information and knowledge that we can, you know, offer these young people, I know the difference that it can make. And, you know, me, you know, being frustrated and dissatisfied with all the violence that I see, with all the violence that I see in our community. And, you know, my thing is, a lot of people, you know, talk about the youth and things of that nature. So my thing was, rather than, you know, complain about what the kids is doing and things of that nature, you know, I wanted to take the initiative to actually help develop these young people to become agents of change in the community. That's why I became a school teacher. I mean, you know, I could have did a lot of other things with my student loan money and went to a lot of different other professions and made a whole lot more money.
A lot more money.
Yes. You know what I mean? But
a lot more free time.
Exactly. And then, I mean, not only that, I mean, I went to Chicago Public Schools and taught, I mean, in some of the roughest, I mean, schools in the district. I mean, it's been a challenge. It was rough, you know, but it was my heart to do that because, you know, I wanted to, you know, do whatever I could to bring about a change in our community. And when I look at many of the problems, you know, throughout, you know, the inner cities of Chicago, the youth are right at the center of it. And so, you know, that's just me. You know, I've always been the kind of person, you know, rather than just talk about, you know, what needs to be done, you know, let's just do it. Let's make it happen, yeah. You know.
So I want to shift here because you are a recipient. Kufi Club has received a grant from the Safe and Peaceful Communities Fund again this year. And I know that it's funding a really exciting upcoming event. So I would love to hear about it, the Community Peace Forum. You know, what is that? What's going on? What are you using this amazing grant money for this summer?
Yes. So, you know, thanks to the, you know, Safe and Peaceful Community grant, we were able to, you know, continue our programming, you know, throughout the summer. And, you know, we were also able to provide, you know, a free breakfast and lunch program for, you know, children who need it in the community. And then along with that, you know, the community forum is kind of like the highlight event that we plan on, you know, utilizing the grant for at the end of October. And so, you know, the idea of the community forum is for the Kufi kids, as we, you know, call them, is to, you know, bring together, you know, all the stakeholders in the community to, you know, bring about, you know, solutions to address the various issues that we have going on in Roseland. You know, in Roseland right now, you know, recently there's been an increase in shootings and things of that nature. You know, there's a lot going on. You know, recently we had the you know, the big fire on Michigan Avenue with Gailey Bend building burning down. So it's just a lot going on in the community right now. And so, you know, the idea again is to, you know, rather than take the approach of kids being problems to be just to be problems fixed in the community, we're taking an approach that they can actually be agents of change in the community. And so one of the ways they're going about doing that is we're guiding them and assisting them to put together this community forum, bringing together, you know, again, various stakeholders in the community to address the issues, you know, going on in Roseland, how we can work together to rectify those issues, and also to energize the community itself to do more to support the youth, you know, in Roseland. And, you know, that's the essence of what the forum is about.
And what kind of an impact do you think it has on the Kufi kids to actually be given a leadership role like this in their communities, you know, to be able to host a forum where they can address some of their own issues and hear other people's issues. Like, what are you hearing from them about having this opportunity?
Yes, oh, they're very excited because, you know, many of them, you know, no one has ever, you know, really given them that kind of platform and that kind of responsibility, sure. You know, where they can, you know, take charge, you know, of their community. Because, you know, one of the things we explain to them all the time, like, look, you know, you all are the future of this community. This is your community. You know, you have a say. So when we look at, you know, the 1960s, for example, you know, many of, you know, during the civil rights movement, when we look at the people who were, you know, marching with Dr. King and things of that nature, you know, they were not older people. Those were young people. It was kids, you know, yeah. 14, 15, 16 years old, you know, going to jail with Dr. King, bringing about change. But, you know, something has happened, you know, with our young people, you know, from the 60s, you know, up until now. And so, you know, our thing, you know, at the Kufi Club is to, you know, re-engage, you know, young people, you know, in activism, you know, for social justice. And, you know, and again, you know, being that we're giving them, you know, that opportunity, you know, that platform and that responsibility, they're very excited about it and they're doing a wonderful job in planning it.
And can you give me just quickly, like, the details of where and when this event is going to take place?
Yes, so the event will take place at the Kufi Club, which is at 1158 South Michigan Avenue. In Chicago, around the corner of 112th and Michigan, and we have a date set for October 26th and for 2 p.m.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And so then, you know, really the only other thing that I wanted to ask you about, or I guess give you the opportunity to share, is just, you know, if there's anything that you need from the community, like any ways that we can support the work that you're doing. I would love for you to share that. I mean, donations, volunteers, mentors, you know, what is going to help you continue to do what you do for the young people in Roseland?
Yes, that's a great question. And we definitely need, you know, a gamut of, you know, all of support. So definitely, you know, we need assistance with firms of volunteers. Definitely, you know, funding, you know, has, you know, been a struggle, you know, throughout the past couple of years, you know, that I've been over there. So definitely, you know, donations. We do have a website in which people, you know, can make donations. Also, you know, mentors, you know, we definitely are in need of mentors to assist us, you know, with the young boys and young girls. We need people of all type of various skills and backgrounds to assist us with that. Then, and also we're in the process of, you know, restructuring our board of directors. So individuals who are, you know, interested in becoming members of the board, of the Kufi Club board, definitely, you know, that's an opportunity as well, you know, to assist in moving the organization forward. Yes, the www.kuficlub.org.
Perfect.
Yes.
So that is all the questions that I have for you today. If there's anything else you want to share or parting words that you have, you're welcome to do that.
Yes, you know, just the, you know, one thing I do want to say is that, you know, I was always taught that the greatest wealth of a nation is not the money, but it's the children. And, you know, we as a community, we really have to do, you know, all that we can, you know, to support, you know, our youth in the community, to give them, you know, the guidance and the structure and things that they need in order to, you know, just advance, you know, our interests, you know, as a society. And, you know, the Kufi Club, you know, taking that charge to do that, you know, to assist and give these young people the skills and knowledge that they need so they can be well-adjusted adults in our community. And, you know, I just ask that you all, you know, everyone, you know, if they can, support the Kufi Club in any way that you possibly can and other youth programs out there as well. Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming today, David.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll have to stay in touch.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Once again, this is Conversations with the Citizen. I'm your host, Catherine, and we are done for today, but I will be back next week.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news can be heard.